KD Country 94 weather.
You're not like everybody else. Folks say you're careful. You take your time. You make sure things are just right before you move on. You're careful when it comes to your family, your friends, your hard-earned money. Some might say you're a little old-fashioned. We say you're our kind of people. This is Kent Culbertson for First National Bank and Trust in Phillipsburg, Logan, and Long Island, Smith County Bank and Smith Center, and Solomon Valley Bank and Beloit, member FDIC. We're just like you. Same wishes, same dreams, same search for those who genuinely care. People you can trust. Does that seem a little old-fashioned? Maybe, but sometimes that makes all the difference. Please give us a chance, the honor, to be your bank, because you're our kind of people.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. High temperatures reach up to 70 this afternoon under partly cloudy skies, south winds 15 to 20 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows dip down to about 40. A blend of clouds and sun tomorrow, high of 70. Upper 60s Thursday, upper 50s Friday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Currently, it's 65.
Cantu Auto Repair in Osborne is here to get you fixed up and back on the road safely. Clint and the staff of certified technicians can service all makes and models. They do maintenance including oil changes and vehicle inspections and can repair brakes, engines and transmissions, AC and heating systems, muffler and exhaust systems, and they can diagnose and repair any electrical problems or warning lights that are staying on. Call Cantu Auto Repair today at 75-345-4000 or stop in Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Cantu Auto Repair, located at 209 West Main in Osborne.
The news this hour is brought to you by Anderson Insurance Agency. They do farm, home, auto, life, and crop insurance. Stop by and see Matt and Becky, 118 North Mill in Beloit, or call them at 738-5701.
Keeping you informed, this is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
U.S. health officials are warning doctors to be on the lookout for possible cases of lead poisoning in children after at least 22 toddlers in 14 states were sickened by lead linked to tainted pouches of cinnamon apple puree and applesauce. Children ages 1 to 3 were affected, and at least one child showed a blood lead level 8 times higher than the level that raises concern. There's no safe level of lead exposure, but the CDC uses a marker of 3.5 micrograms per deciliter to identify children with higher lead levels than most. The affected children's blood lead levels range from 4 to 29 micrograms per deciliter. The reported symptoms include headache, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, a change in activity level, and anemia. The illnesses are part of an outbreak tied to recalled pouches of fruit puree marketed to kids from the brands Wanabana Apple Cinnamon Fruit Puree and Schnucks and Weiss Cinnamon Applesauce Pouches. The products were sold in stores and online. Parents and caregivers should not buy or serve the products, and kids who may have eaten them should be tested for lead levels. Children who are affected may show no symptoms, experts said. Lead exposure can lead to serious learning and behavioral problems. Heavy metals like lead can get into food products from soil, air, water, or industrial processes. The CDC said there were cases in various states as of November 7th, including Alabama, Arkansas, Louisiana, Maryland, Missouri, New Mexico, New York, North Carolina, Ohio, Pennsylvania, South Carolina, Tennessee, Texas, and Washington. Have a job open to tell you about. Agmark LLC is accepting applications for a customer service / grain accounting position in their Beloit office. This full-time position is focused on providing quality service to their customers. They're answering phones, greeting customers, and processing grain purchase payments, all while being professional, friendly, and assuring customer satisfaction. This position also maintains a variety of reports and files and assists in various other administrative office duties. Agmark LLC is a profitable company offering an excellent benefit package, including competitive wages, 401k, co-op retirement, health and dental insurance, PTO, and more. Agmark LLC is an equal opportunity employer. Applications will be taken until the position is filled. To apply, please contact Julie at 738-0763 or email julie.harrison@cvacoop.com or send a resume to Agmark LLC. Attention Julie, P.O. Box 568, Beloit, Kansas 67420. Today's community calendar is brought to you by Heart Choices Pregnancy and Parenting Resource Center. offering free pregnancy tests, pregnancy counseling, and parenting classes at 6th and Independence in Beloit and their satellite locations in Concordia, Osmer, and Smith Center. You can call 738-3433 for an appointment. Check them out at their website, heartchoicesbeloit.com. Food commodities will be distributed on Wednesday, tomorrow, November 15th, from 4 to 5 p.m. at Heart Choices there in Beloit. First come, first served. For questions, call Heart Choices at 738-3433. There will be a cornhole contest beginning at 1 p.m., chili cook-off and cinnamon roll contest judging at 3 o'clock, and chili serving from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. coming up on Saturday, November the 18th. Entry deadline for chili or cinnamon roll is, well, already has passed. Entry fee is $25. If you'd like to enter, come join the fun on November 18th. Check out the Osborne County Memorial Hospital Facebook page for more details about that event coming up here on Saturday, November the 18th, the Osborne County Memorial Hospital Chili Cook-Off and Cornhole Contest. That's the news this hour. For the latest local news information, visit our website 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, kdcountry94.com. And don't forget to download the free KD Country 94 app on your smartphone.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
Carter's going to take a three. He got another one. Cam Carter with 15 in the first half.
Carter would finish with a career high 25 as K-State went on to win over South Dakota State on Monday night. We'll have more on the game coming up in this sports cast. Also, the KU men's basketball team in action against Kentucky tonight. More on that. We'll look at local sports, Monday Night Football, and Major League Baseball has their Rookies of the Year. It's all coming up in this sports cast on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. In local sports, the football season winding down. Semifinals coming up on Friday night. One area league team remains. Tescott in the six-man semis against Cunningham on Friday. Full playoff brackets are at ncksports.com. As the week moves on, we'll start updating winter sports schedules as well on the website. Practices for basketball and wrestling begin on Monday. Well, as heard at the beginning of the sports cast, the K-State men's basketball team moved to 2-1 with a 91-68 win over South Dakota State Monday night. Leading by 9 at the half, the Wildcats outscored the Jackrabbits 53-39 in the second half. K-State shot 56% from three-point land, making 14 of 25 on the night. The 14 threes were the fifth most made in a single game in K-State history. Cam Carter connected on 4 of 8 from 3, had a career-high 25 points, while Tyler Perry went 6 of 8 from beyond the arc with 22. R.J. Jones was 4 of 5 from 3 and had his first double-figure game of his career with 14. K-State coach Jerome Tang on Cam Carter's overall night.
Very pleased. I know Cam had a career-high, but I was more pleased with what he did on the defensive end because that young fella, Mayo, was averaging 28 coming in, and he's a heck of a player. And some of it was, you know, he missed some shots he normally made, but a lot of it was Cam really being locked in on that.
K-State now hits the road to the Bahamas, where they will face Providence on Friday evening. The top-ranked KU men's basketball team will be in action tonight. The 2-0 Jayhawks in the State Farm Champions Classic at the United Center in Chicago, facing number 17 Kentucky. Wildcats also 2-0. KU coach Bill Self discussed what stands out about this year's team at this time.
I think they can score, individually, really score. Whether it be Dillingham, obviously, or Wagner, or Edwards, or Mitchell, or Shepherd, or whoever. I mean, those guys can score the ball individually, and they're good forcing help and getting downhill individually. So I'd say athleticism, fast, hard to keep in front, good in transition.
KU and Kentucky will follow the first game of the Champions Classic. Number 9 Duke facing number 18 Michigan State at 6 o'clock. The Jayhawks and Wildcats are slated for an 8:30 tip-off. Pregame at 8 o'clock on Z96.3 The Lake. Also of note in college hoops on Monday, KU center Hunter Dickinson was named the Big 12 Newcomer of the Week. He averaged 19.5 points a game and 8 rebounds a game in the two wins last week for the Jayhawks, opening with 21 points against North Carolina Central and scored 18 against Manhattan. For more on the award, visit Big12Sports.com. In women's college hoops, KU was on the road on Monday night as they're at Penn State, and they fell to 1-1 with a 91-85 loss to the Nittany Lions. Holly Kerskeeter hit 4 threes and led the Jayhawks with 24 points. Tiana Jackson added 18. Zakiya Franklin scored 17. Samaya Nichols put in 14. Penn State moved to 3-0 with a game-high 34 from McKenna Marisa.
Good snap, good hold. Kick, perfect. And the Broncos have come to Buffalo, and they're going to leave with a win. 24-22.
Prior to that make, Will Lutz had missed an initial game-winning field goal attempt, but the Bills had too many men on the field, and Lutz made good on his second chance. The Bills had four turnovers but still had a chance to win after taking the lead on a six-yard touchdown run by Josh Allen with a minute 55 remaining. However, the Broncos were able to run out the clock and hit the game winner to move to 4-5 on the season, while the Bills dropped to 5-5 with a loss and currently out of the AFC playoffs. Finally, in sports, Major League Baseball has begun issuing their season awards in the American League. Gunnar Henderson of the Orioles and Corbin Carroll of the Diamondbacks in the National League were both unanimously selected as the Rookie of the Year in their respective leagues. Henderson hit .255 with 28 homers and 82 RBI in his first full season for Baltimore. Carroll hit .285 with 25 homers, 76 RBI, and 56 stolen bases for the NL champion Diamondbacks. Read more on the awards at MLB.com. That's a look at sports on your sports leader in North Central Kansas, Katy Country 94 and Z96 Point Through the Lake. Sportcast is brought to Zachary's Ace Hardware in Beloit. I'm Dusty Donis.